Now let's make sure the divine is okay. Let me just get you to count slowly from 1 to 20 for me, please.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20.
Good, it's picking up fine. We're in good shape. I'm interested in the history of the community. Do you know anything about the town's origins?
To some extent. It was established sometime before the Civil War, and people by the name of owned this area. They donated the land for the square. They donated the land for the Methodist Church and for the Methodist parsonage, which is up on Church Street. I think there have been three courthouses. One was a log courthouse, which was three houses up from my home, north. The second one was a wooden structure that burned in the 1890s, I believe. And the structure that is there now was built then, and it was renovated 2 years ago, as it now stands.
It's rather impressive, the condition of it.
It did have three stories. It originally was a two-storied building, brick building. The bricks were fired down on the branch, mm-hmm. as you cross coming in the Y. And later on, the Masonic Lodge and Eastern Star built the third story, mm-hmm. and it remained with the third story until the renovation, and the third story was taken off. That's just about all I can tell you now.
And when did it get its present name? You mentioned it had another name earlier.
It was called Pilot Knob in the very beginning. I just don't know enough about that.
I wonder how it got the name, do you know?
Yes, because it was used as a guide. The knob, which is right up here, was a guidepost for people going west.
Oh, I see. That makes sense. As early names usually do make sense.
Mm-hmm.
And then it got the name?
Salem. I don't know why. I can't tell you why. I can ask her. Do you want me to?
Yes, let's do.
Mother, do you recall when Salem was called Pilot Knob?
Oh, that is for my time.
Do you remember who called it Salem?
No.
Okay.
You might, you know, in Mr. History of Salem, there might be something in it if you knew where to get it.
The Mr.
Mm-hmm.
It's at the library. I'm going to go look at that in the morning.
Yes. That's as I have part of the copies, but not all of it, and it is bound there.
Yeah, I saw it last Friday and then didn't take time to stop and read it. But it looks pretty impressive.
It is.
He must have been a very interesting man.
He was. He was a country school teacher, and he liked to spend his spare time writing. And it isn't anything in chronological order. He just wrote about people and schoolhouses. That's what country schoolhouses. That's what we had in this area. Well, there is a book in the library, Mother. The book is in the library.
Is it?
Mm-hmm. She said she's going to read it. Mm-hmm. Or look at it.
What are you doing, finding history about Salem?
Yes, ma'am. Mm-hmm. Yes, ma'am.
What for?
For a survey of the southern states.
For a survey?
Survey of the southern states.
For a survey of the southern states.